Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the house, Scottsdale, Arizona, on a gloomy, cloudy Thursday.
all different.
Wow. Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing? Yeah, we're the precipitation. We don't get to see
slight humidity in the air.
A little different day for us.
A little balmy.
Come visit us. Come to Scottsdale. Come see us.
They said.
Yeah.
All right. We're rocking and rolling. We're continuing on with our next habit of winning gyms in the 7 Habits of Winning Gyms series. Habit number 6, winning gyms obsess over the scoreboard. Okay, so business to me is like a competition, okay? Just like with sports, you know whether or not you win or lose. Your P&Ls would probably tell the story whether or not you're winning or losing. It's a scoreboard kind of situation. So like in football, when the fourth quarter's over, if you have more points than the other team, you win the game. You ever seen those halftime interviews with the coach?
Reminds me of John Madden, yeah.
They run it like, let's say the coach is getting killed or something, or it doesn't matter if it's a close game or not, and the reporter goes, hey, you know, way to go in the first quarter, you know, your quarterback this, what do you think the keys for the second half are going to be? Well, Marcy, I tell you what, if we score more points than the other team by the time runs out, I think we should win this game. So what you're saying is you got to score more points than the other team by the time that, okay, that makes sense.
That's an epiphany right there.
So winning gyms obsess over the numbers, and it's not just going into the day-to-day operations and not knowing exactly where you stand, whether it's, you know, number of clients, your revenue goals, your profit margins, your how many booked appointments are this week, how many closes you've got, how many losses you got, cancels, signups, all of it. Winning gyms know those numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because as I talk to gym owners all the time, when I'm on the phone with them, it's not typically a sales call. It's a coaching call. And so like, I'm like asking them questions about their numbers, and you can see the beads of sweat beating up. They don't know, like some of them don't know where the numbers are or what the numbers are. And I've also had other gym owners like recite them off the top of their head. Our numbers are this, and this. And it's like, okay, cool. So I know who's more engaged in the day-to-day operations. Some gym owners avoid it.
Sure. Yeah.
It's because maybe it's not where they want it to be. And if I just don't look at it, it won't hurt my feelings. You know what I mean? That number won't hurt my feelings. So my advice would be to have a dashboard, to have all the most important KPIs given to you daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it is that you need your cadence so that you can make decisions, because data is the only way you should be making decisions in today's day and age. You should not be just going with emotions, and that's where people get in trouble. If you don't have the data to back up your decisions, then you're just guessing a lot of the times. And so like gyms that don't have the data, you need to first off find out what are the things that move the needle for your business. For me, I look at just a few. Mm-hmm. I look on the marketing side, on the front end acquisition side, I'm looking at the data key points from that, from the cost per lead to the closed conversion to the average order value, and definitely the ROAS. From the health of the business, I look at Delta.
Yep.
Those are the two numbers I really focus on, because it really is an encapsulation of all of the other things combined. Yeah. So now you can go as far as saying, hey, we need X amount of lead flow, like numbers of leads to numbers of appointments to numbers of X. bottom line is this: you need to obsess over it, because what's the saying? What gets measured?
I literally just pulled up that quote. What is it? Somebody didn't mess it up. Carl Pearson: that which is measured improves, that which is measured and reported improves exponentially.
Ooh, say it again.
That which is measured improves, that which is measured and reported improves exponentially.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
I mean, that I think there's part of it, the reporting part is, you know, obviously you as the gym owner, you know, you should be having these conversations with your leadership team, your director, your fitness lead coach, whatever the second in command is, whoever's in charge of the day-to-day operations. Maybe you as the owner aren't doing the things that move the needle in all those realms yourself anymore, but having somebody who knows the numbers that they need to be tracking, their job, you know, like this is the responsibility of their position, their role, being able to report on it. And I think the big part there is in a time frame or a cadence where you can make those adjustments with speed and intention and being able to make those micro adjustments, right? If you're looking at your Facebook ad campaigns once a month versus daily or weekly, one of those is going to give you a better outcome at the end of the month, guaranteed.
Sure. Sure.
Right? And I think that's kind of, it's almost like a you know, duh type statement. But the fact is you're not doing, many gym owners are not doing it for whatever reason it may be. Those that do absolutely win, bar none, farther, better, faster than everybody else. And I think you made a good point there, right? Like even just the gym owner that you're having the conversation with, let's use the Grow Summit, for example. You know, we're not sitting behind a desk. We're not on Zoom. They don't have their reports in front of them, that type of thing. There are gym owners in our circle that I could ask, you know, what is their return on their ad spend the last month? Or what is their recurring revenue at this month? And they know right now, offhand, they could recite that with some level of accuracy. I mean, sure, some give variable, take, but give or take, right? The other half of the conversation, or the other half with the other, or the other half of people that I had the conversation with, I'd have to go look that up, or I'm not sure how to pull that report, or that type of thing. Right there alone will tell me how successful that business is running, what how close they are to being able to just press the gas and really scale their business, or you know, we kind of got to take it back to the beginning and really get them some of the foundational components and the understanding of the things that are moving the needle of their business.
Yeah, I had a call yesterday with a gym owner who switched agencies because their ROAS was abysmal. And as they should, if their ROAS is abysmal, there's a lot of reasons for that. And you can go uphill to the agency or the ad itself or whatever. But I said, let's look deeper. Mm-hmm. We got to look. I need to see what really happened here. And I went back a month with them and I pulled the numbers right out of their ads manager with them. Went right over their tracker. We looked at all their sales. We tracked which sales came directly from paid. And all of their ROAS for the two were both very high positive returns. Okay. Granted, there's other reasons why they let the agency go that make total sense, but it wasn't due to the lack of performance on the ads. It couldn't be because these were both, one was very highly profitable. The other one was over break even, but it's over a one. We like that. The other one was six. But I just had a heart to heart with them. If you don't know, you're making emotional decisions here. This was a bad idea, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just on performance. This was a bad idea. And, you know, look, there's a lot of things that go into a decision like that. And I do support in the decision that they did make to move to a different agency, which is fine. But it wasn't for the performance of the ads.
I had the same conversation with another one of our gyms maybe a month before the Grow Summit, and same exact situation, right? They decided to move to another agency because the ROAS wasn't where it was. When we got into the performance, it was a close problem. It was a sales consultation problem. But because I walked them through all those different conversion opportunities that take place from when that lead's generated to that person's giving you money, we found the problem. Right. And it was data driven decision that, we need to coach up the sales guy. Like, this is where the ball is being dropped, not the performance of the ads themselves.
Sure,
and to your point, though, if we don't know those numbers and we don't know each of those conversion opportunities, I tell clients all the time, the reason I love systems is because of the baseline of measurement it provides. It's not just, you know, nobody wants to pull reports just for the sake of the numbers. It's, what is this doing? What does this mean for my business? When you have all of those conversion opportunities in the customer journey from lead generation to booking, how many people booked? Then how many people showed up for the consultation? How many people converted from that consultation? All of those are different opportunities. There's four different conversions there. There's four different places within that journey that you can actually apply attention, make changes to change the overall effectiveness of that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know those numbers and you're just going off of the belief that the leads weren't producing and not getting us the result, then of course, you know, you're going to fire an agency and look for something else.
Agencies take the blame a lot of times. And look, I do side with the agencies sometimes because we were an agency, but I'm a gym owner too.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a lack of education, but it's also a lack of the gym owner feeding the information back to the agency as well.
Correct.
So look, everybody's busy. The point of this habit is winning gyms obsess over the numbers, and they have accurate numbers. They have them at their fingertips. They can look at the health of their business at any given time. Again, while I really like the Delta, it's in real time. This isn't like a P&L. It's not a P&L looking at last month over the year prior's month. It's right now. So do we lose people this week? Can we sign up people this week? Did we win the week? Did we win the month? And you got to look at business again, like a sport with a scoreboard. And yeah, you could be competing against a guy down the street, but you should be really competing with yourself. Every single month you need to grow. Every year you should grow. Now, it's not possible to grow every single month. I could tell you right now. There's never been a year. I could go back and look. I would be very surprised if there's ever a 12-month straight winning streak by month. You're going to have summer months where we lose people, right? I just don't think that's, unless you're brand new, I don't know. I don't have to look. I'm just guessing. But like, it's very difficult to be winning every single month for 12 months straight.
Yeah.
But you should win quarters. You should win years. And you can win the day, obviously, over the day before, stuff like that. But like, without knowing the score, not having a scoreboard, i.e. dashboard or something that pulls the numbers in, you're shooting from the hip, you're guessing, you're making emotional decisions, and you will never know if the decision you're making is fixing the problem or not.
That's it.
So this is the habit, I guess, action item. Come have whoever does your data, or maybe it's you, have an up-to-date dashboard that you can look at and make decisions on. On that dashboard should be the things that you need to know. I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'll do a whole training on this, by the way. I could do a dashboard. There's so many apps now. You can just, long story short, you could go create the dashboard of the data that you need to know in your business and to know the health of your business, and then obsess over that and make sure it's up to date in real time with accurate information, and you know how to read it. That's the habit. So go off, do good work, gym owners. We're in your corner. We're here for you. We want to see you win. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's winning habit number 6. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.